It's down to 8 teams vying for supremacy on the basketball courts at the Langley Events Center this afternoon, and one of the teams is from Langley. The final game of the night pits the hometown Brookswood Bobcats against the Argyle Pipers, North Vancouver, tonight, Friday, December 13th, at 6:15 p.m. in Day 3 of the 4-day Samura Basketball Invitational Girls Tournament unfolding at the Events Center this week. The boys' version of the Invitational was held at LEC last week, saw the Bobcats advance to the semifinals, too. Instead, the Dover Bay Dolphins and the King George Dragons, taking home their division trophies. Related. Langley's Bobcats fall in semifinals at Samura Invitational. Competition is down to the final four in both brackets following the quarterfinal round on Thursday. All four semifinal games, two apiece in the Select 16 and Super 16 brackets, are started today on LEC's center court at 3 p.m. The first game features Vancouver's Notre Dame Jugglers against Courtenay's Mark R. Isfeld Ice with the Duchess Park Condors, Prince George, facing the Vernon Panthers to complete the Select 16 bracket. And in the Super 16 bracket, the first semifinal, which gets going at 6:15 p.m. will be a rematch of last March's BC School Sports Girls 4A Basketball Provincial Championships, as the defending champion Sequam Seahawks, North Delta, take on the Riverside Rapids, Port Coquitlam. The Seahawks are also the defending Super 16 TBI champions. Then, there's the Bobcats and Pipers game. There is no cost to attend the games, and for those unable to make it out to LEC, every game is streamed free of charge at tfsetv.ca. For schedule and scores, please visit www.langleyeventscenter.com/tb. Select 16 bracket. Notre Dame Jugglers 50, South Kamloops Titans 28. It was a dominant defensive display of basketball. The Notre Dame Jugglers clamped down at their end of the floor, holding the South Kamloops Titans to a mere 28 points in a 50-28 victory. Following a relatively low-scoring first 10 minutes, the Jugglers were ahead 11-6. Notre Dame scored 16 consecutive points for what became an insurmountable advantage. Selena Quillatin's 17 points led the Jugglers, with Emily Chan and Joanna Pepe chipping in 11 and 10 points, respectively. Faron Wallace paced the South Kamloops attack with 10 points. Mark R. Isfeld Ice 51, Sir Winston Churchill Bulldogs 42. A dominant third quarter earned the Mark R. Isfeld Ice a spot in the semifinal round. With just 20 points in the first 20 minutes, and trailing by one, the Ice dominated the third quarter to the tune of 22-5. With that 17-point advantage proving crucial in a 51-42 win over the Sir Winston Churchill Bulldogs. Alana Russell was the top scorer for the Ice with 16 points, 13 of which came in the opening quarter. She also finished with 4 3-pointers. Sarah Linners Blanco chipped in 9 points off the bench, and Phoebe Cunningham added 8. Crystal Charchik led the Bulldogs with 11 points, while Sienna Baines added 10. Duchess Park Condors 88, Walnut Grove Gators 27. The Walnut Grove Gators had no answer for a suffocating Duchess Park Condors defense. The Condors held Walnut Grove to 3 points in the first quarter and just 11 in the half in what became an 88-27 victory. Duchess Park offense also started slowly. They scored just 11 in the first quarter, but they found their groove in the second, exceeding Walnut Grove's entire game output with a 29-point quarter. Zara Nabo's 24 points led the Condors, who also received 14 from Devon Bjorn and 13 from Mercedes Black. Abby Louie and Lila McKay had 9 points apiece for Walnut Grove. Vernon Panthers 63, South Delta Sun Devils 54. In a game featuring big swings, it was the Vernon Panthers who came out on top, defeating the South Delta Sun Devils 63-54. The Sun Devils led 14-1 at one point before the Panthers responded, tying the game at the half, then taking a their own 13-point lead late in the third quarter. But after South Delta clawed their way back to pull ahead 54-52, only to see the Panthers end the game on an 11-0 run. Chloe Collins and Audie Janke both hit big threes in the fourth quarter, and finished with 15 and 14 points, respectively, for the Panthers, while teammate Paige Leahy was the leading scorer with 19. South Delta's Zoe Millett led all scorers with 23 points and Jade DeFondamier had 16. Consolation round select 16 scores. Britannia Bruins 74, Centennial Centaurs 59, Maple Ridge Ramblers 54, Unity Christian Flames 51, Pacific Christian Pacers 49, Heritage Woods, Kodiaks 39, Pitt Meadows Marauders 50, Johnston Heights Eagles 48, Super 16 Bracket, Argyle Pipers 90, Lord Tweedsmuir Panthers 74. Trailing by a point early in the second half, the Argyle Pipers rattled off a 16-4 run and never looked back, defeating the Lord Tweedsmuir Panthers 90-74. After scoring 40 points in the first two quarters combined, the Pipers' offense found its rhythm in the third with 27 points, a dozen of which came courtesy of grade 10 forward Maria Maidon. Maidon, the player of the game, finished with 38 points. She was one of four Argyle players, only one of whom is in grade 12, to finish with double figures, alongside Sophie Nicholson, 18 points, Eva Woodward, 14, and Alana Sheman, 10. Hannah Grewal led Lord Tweedsmuir with 18 points, followed by 11 apiece courtesy of Sovin Mann and Sammy Ma. Riverside Rapids 68, GW Graham Grizzlies 63. Trailing 63-62 with 2:30 to play, the Riverside Rapids scored the game's final 6 points to defeat the GW Graham Grizzlies 68-63. Georgia Hart was a force for the Rapids as the grade 12 guard poured in 38 points, with Annabelle Neufeld adding a dozen. Jada Paquin's 25 points led the Grizzlies, and Nicole Folka added 14. Brookswood Bobcats 62, Kelowna Owls 56. With their superstar scorer Jordan Knorr held somewhat in check, she had 52 points in her team's opening round game. It was her Brookswood Bobcats teammates showing they too can drop some points. Knorr still finished with 17 points, but was more playmaker than scorer, as the Cats rallied from an early deficit to defeat the Kelowna Owls 62-56. Ashley Van Ven and Hazel Phillips each scored 19 for Brookswood, with Phillips draining 5 3-pointers. Mavleen Shahal led the Owls with 25 points, while Ava Thiessen scored all 12 of her points from the 3-point line. Sequam Seahawks 65, Holy Cross Crusaders 39. A 20-point game from Cameron Tate plus 18 from Sierra Tor powered the Sequam Seahawks to a 65-39 win over the Holy Cross Crusaders. The Crusaders scored the game's first 3 points before the Seahawks took flight, leading by 13 after a quarter and up 45-21 at the half. Alyssa Palma was the top scorer for Holy Cross with 11 points, while Solene Jackson added 10. Consolation round Super 16 scores. Semiamo Thunderbirds 57, St. Thomas More Collegiate Knights 56. Langley Christian Lightning 60, Claremont Spartans 49. Okanagan Mission Huskies 56, Sahali Sabres 50. Street. Michaels University School Blue Jags 48, Charles Best Blue Devils 3. Related. BC's best high school ballers compete at Langley Hoops Tourney. And read more, BC. Ballers compete at Langley High School Tournament.